This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Well, we knew this day was coming. It's over for humanity. There's no coming back from this one. We are now, let's step back a little bit. Over the last few years, the medical industry has become aware of the rise of antibiotic-resistant superbugs such as MRSA, MRSA, and C. diff, and others. And even those in the industry have said, you know what, we're approaching the end of the era of antibiotics. We're fast approaching the day that you go to the hospital from maybe you have a scratch and you die. You die from a scratch because the strains, the bacterial strains and the viral strains that are now developing this super immunity against all the chemicals, they are deadly, and Western medicine has no answer. None. They don't have any drug that treats them. It's over, right? That's what we've been warned about. But now, out of the blue, a whole new surprise, you're effed as humanity, comes out of the agricultural chemical industry. Now, we now have a new superbug. It's called Candida auris. It's a type of yeast. It's a fungus. And it's a food crop fungus or a soil fungus, and it has now achieved superbug status. And over the last few years, it's been quietly spreading all around the world. It started outside the U.S., and it's now spread to the Netherlands and Spain and India, Pakistan. It's even been found in hospitals in Venezuela. And more recently, hundreds of cases in New Jersey, New York, and Illinois, with a few smaller cases in Connecticut, Florida, Texas, California, a few other places like that. The CDC refuses to say which hospitals are carrying this fungus. What's it called? It's an azole-resistant strain, and azoles are fungicides. It's a class of fungicides. It's kind of like organophosphates is a class of pesticides. But the CDC acknowledges that these superbugs exist now, but they won't tell you which hospitals are infected. And the hospitals can't get rid of it. The New York Times did an investigative story on this. And actually, they deserve credit for blowing the whistle on this. But we took the New York Times story and did a lot of additional investigation and brought in additional facts. And I published a big story on this on naturalnews.com. And I also recorded an entire mini documentary that's being produced right now. It's going to be posted at counterthink.com when it's done. You might want to watch that. I think it's going to be over an hour. It's basically the same information that's in the story on naturalnews.com, just with more graphics and everything. But here's what we now know. This incredible strain of, it's a fungal strain, and it's called Candida auris. This persists in hospital rooms. It's on the beds, the bed rails, the curtains, the window shades, the ceiling. It's on IV lines and respirator masks. It's on the clothing. It's on the socks. It's on the bed sheets, the linens, the towels, the sinks, the bathroom door handle. It's everywhere. And then it's carried by hospital staff to other patients in other rooms in the hospital. And then it's also carried outside the hospital. The hospitals are actually releasing or emitting these fungal spores by the billions through their HVAC systems. And it is then infecting local communities. And there have been studies where they took aerial samples in and around hospitals, and they found this deadly fungal strain infecting soils and crops and buildings and homes and backyards and compost beds and home gardens all around the hospitals. That's what's happening now. But here's the kicker in all this, the fatality rate. It's insane. If you get infected with Candida auris, according to the CDC, 50% of the people who get infected are dead within 90 days. And there's another strain that's an azole-resistant, I think it's called Aspergillus fumigatus, if I'm remembering that correctly, the Latin. It has an 88% recorded fatality rate. In one hospital, Candida auris killed 41% of the patients that it infected. Now, the CDC has been tracking these infections, but they've been really quiet about it for quite some time. There's one CDC scientist named Dr. Tom Chiller. He did post a warning about all this in 2017. And in that warning, he said, this stuff can't be killed by the hospital cleaning chemicals. It lives on surfaces for months. It lives on your skin for months. And you can become a carrier who is, quote, colonized with this fungus, where you will infect others, but you won't show any symptoms. So you'll never even know you have it. So this is already in, according to the CDC, they've screened people in 7 states. I don't know how many people, and they don't tell us which states. This is the CDC, rule by secrecy. Maybe we should call it death by secrecy now. They won't tell you which 7 states, but they say they found another 1,056 people across 7 states. But again, you get to guess which states. And then they've documented, I think, 617 infections in the United States that are truly infected people, not just carriers, but infected people. So what the CDC is explaining is that you divide everybody up. You're either infected or you are colonized. Colonized means the yeast is growing on you, but you're not sick. Infected means you're sick, 50% chance you're dead in 90 days. This is now spreading all across America. It's obviously in thousands of people at this point, because most hospitals have only barely started to hear about this now. Most people have never heard about this, but it's spreading like crazy. It's obviously way past Ebola. Ebola had only infected, you know, a couple of people in the United States, period. And they got it under control, thankfully, barely. It spread to a nurse in a hospital in Texas. I don't know if you recall that. That was in Dallas. It was bad. Yeah, they brought Ebola into the United States. It's just crazy. But this stuff, this Candida auris, which comes from agricultural chemicals causing fungal resistance to the azole class of fungicides. There's a bunch of azoles. This stuff, it's already in hospitals across America. It's already in people across America. No doubt, it's probably in tens of thousands of people. And this just came on the scene in the last few years. This isn't some old school thing that came back. This is new. This grew out of the food fields from the overuse of fungicides. And as a result, these fungal strains became, you know, resistant to those fungicides. And now they're superbugs. And they can just live on your skin. They can live. In fact, I think it was Dr. Tom Chiller from the CDC who was describing, you have to swab people's crotches to get a reading on this. Swab them in the crotch. So this stuff is living in your crotch, apparently, according to the CDC. I mean, I don't mean to get gross here, but that's what he said. It's a superbug yeast. It's like a super yeast bug in your crotch. I mean, I'm not making this up. You can read it yourself. I linked to the CDC page in the video with Dr. Tom Chiller and everything. You can read it yourself. Probably this could live in people's armpits, not just their crotches, but, you know, armpits too. And who knows what else? Where else? Maybe it lives on their scalps. Maybe it lives under their fingernails. I don't know. Toenails. In between their toes. That's where there are a lot of, a lot of fungal infections, right? People have fungal infections on their toes. Again, I don't want to get gross, but this is a superbug with a 50% kill rate in 90 days. And all you hear from the media is measles, measles, it's a national emergency. Get your measles vaccine. They don't talk about this stuff, Candida auris, that's already spread all across the country. There's going to come a day soon where every trip to a hospital is a suicide mission. Just to walk into the hospital, just to touch anything, touch a pen, fill out the form. Here, fill out all these damn forms. Just to fill out a form, you're going to get this Candida auris infection all over yourself just by filling out their forms, and you're going to die. 50% chance. And maybe you're only there because you have a click in your knee or something. You have an elbow problem. I don't know. But now you're dying from Candida auris because, well, that's what's out there now. That's the new superbug, because the chemical companies had to keep spraying all the food crops, you know, the agricultural companies. So this is what we're now facing. This can spell the end of Western medicine. This can turn every hospital into a zombie infection zone. It's almost already there. The CDC even shows a map on its website of which countries have recorded hospitals spreading this superbug. And those countries include India and Venezuela and a few others, by the way. This thing is all across Europe. It's in London. It's in hospitals in London. It's in the heart surgical centers and the ICUs all throughout the UK at this point. It's already too late. They're not going to be able to stop it. And hospitals are breeding grounds for this kind of thing because hospitals have artificial light instead of sunlight. You know, sunlight kills most, you know, fungi, but not artificial light. And hospitals are feeding patients just crap food, immunosuppressive food. And hospitals are not well cleaned, especially in certain parts of the country. It's here. Stay out of the hospitals if you can. This is the next big thing. And you're just starting to hear about it now. We got a website called superbugs.news where you can read about this, but most importantly, look for my full documentary on this. I narrate the whole thing, and it's being produced right now, and it's going to be posted on counterthink.com. You'll want to share that with friends, because this is a real deal. This is happening. This is the superbug that might just clobber humanity. It could kill a billion people in the right circumstances. Absolutely could kill a billion people. I'm sure the globalists will celebrate. Yay! Their super weapon finally is working. Yeah, that's the way they think. They're insane. But thanks for listening. Be well. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health and it's clean.